With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says President Trump's policies have proven the predictions of his liberal critics to be absolutely wrong.
Trump has been waging his trade war, and inflation has remained stable. It has fallen, actually. Now it's somewhat stable. It came in within expectations in the past month. And we have records in the stock market. We have a full employment economy, close to full employment. And gas prices and egg prices have fallen.
The House approving President Trump's request to claw back $9 billion for public broadcasting and foreign aid. Brent Gardner of the group Americans for Prosperity thrilled with the passage of the rescission bill.
It's a good first step. We certainly have a long way to go to fixing our nation's financial challenges, but this represents, I think, an important activity led by Republicans, signed on by the president, that takes that first big step at trying to deal with some of these places where we continue to spend money we don't have at a time where the American people are ready to make a different direction happen in this country.
Polling shows a strong majority of Americans from both parties favor the tax or the health care tax credits that are set to expire in October. Pollster John McLaughlin telling the Salem Radio Network the issue was largely obscured in recent months by debate over revisions to Medicaid.
That's different. These are working Americans who buy through the individual marketplace. They buy their own health insurance, and some of them, based on need, get tax credits.
There could be quite a disruption on Capitol Hill next month. President Trump calling on Senate Majority Leader John Thune to cancel the recess in order to confirm his executive and judicial appointments. And a freshman football player at Ole Miss has been killed in a shooting in Memphis. This is SRN News. Most Christians give to their church, well, the old-fashioned way.
According to the latest from Lifeway Research, 53% of those who attend worship services regularly do their giving by using the offering plate on Sunday morning. Most put cash, some a check. Only 23% of parishioners do their tithing through the church website, and just 7% use an app. That's probably why the vast majority of pastors still pass the plate at services or provide a box near the door where people can make their donations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Although Christianity widespread across Africa, church leaders say they're still combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people secretly consult witch doctors who claim to offer protection or success through rituals. Many who attend church also secretly visit traditional shrines of the occult. This is SRN News. It is ice cream day and month.
In 1984, Ronald Reagan proclaimed July National Ice Cream Month, and the third Sunday in July, July 20th this year, as National Ice Cream Day. And that's been picked up all over the world. You know, ice cream, July is ice cream month, and there are a lot of people eating ice cream this month.
You bet. Bob Roberts is professor of food science and director of the Ice Cream Short Course at Penn State University. He says there's a reason why people love ice cream.
Ice cream is beloved because it's got all of the things that people want. It's sweet. You can flavor it in a variety of ways. It's an enjoyable confection. One of my former colleagues, Dr. Phil Keeney, used to talk about ice cream, and he said, if you take all the water out of ice cream, what you have really is candy. So it's like a frozen candy.
More details at srnnews.com.